flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy
in a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Last hour of this final legitimate Football Friday show of the year. Man, it flies by. Best time of the year, but man, what a season. Here we are with our team in the NFC Championship game Sunday at 3. As mentioned, you can listen to the game right here on the Team 980, also on 106.7 The Fan, our sister station. We've got the national call, Ian Eagle, Kurt Warner in the booth on the NFC title game Sunday at the Link. By the way, the weather looks great. Cloudy, 38 degrees. It'll be interesting to see if the field is in good condition after the snow game last week. It's been frigid, as we know, along basically everywhere, and probably hasn't been above freezing for several days in Philly. It'll be interesting to see if that impacted the field condition at all. But Sunday, and look, we're going to warm up a little bit. I mean, 40 on Sunday here is going to feel like 70 after what we've been through, and it's going to be 43 here Sunday. 40 and 38 looks like in Philadelphia on Sunday with just cloudy skies, but no precipitation as of now. So that is, that's good. I would not have wanted to see this game decided by weather. Yeah, you know, just out of curiosity, Denton, if Washington had to play Philadelphia last week in that snowstorm, how would Washington have fared on that field in that weather?
Yeah, that's a great question. I was wondering about that on Monday. I was like, what would it have looked like in the snow? Because we've seen the cold, and the cold is not a factor for Jaden and this team, but I don't think we've ever seen him play in the kind of snow that they had. I mean, you could even watch Matt Stafford last week. He was struggling to throw the football. I mean, Jalen Hurts struggles rain or shine or snow. It doesn't matter the precipitation with him to throw down the field. But Matt Stafford, who's very good at throwing the ball down the field, he was struggling. So it did worry me a little bit about the potential of weather this week. I'm very glad that that's a what-if scenario and not a let's-go-see-what-happens scenario.
Look, wind is the most impactful weather for offense. You know, quarterbacks will tell you that. Offensive people will tell you wind is the thing that certainly affects the passing game the most. A snowy field or a wet field sometimes favors the offense. The receivers know where they're going. You know, I think it's interesting, and I don't know if anybody's ever done anything on this. I would bet you some of the worst weather games, snow games in particular, have been much higher scoring than the average, or I bet a lot of those games went over the total. The game on Sunday did, 28-22. You know, and by the way, most of those points, right, were scored in the second half when the snow was at its worst, because the first half, it was 13-10. Yeah, more points. There were 15, 12, 27 points scored in the second half of that game. And the Rams moved the ball up and down the field their final two drives and obviously had a chance late to win the game. Fortunately, you know, not one brutal weather game in Jaden Daniels' first postseason run. You know, there was no super cold game in Tampa, obviously not in Detroit, and there won't be a super cold game or a bad weather game outdoors in Philadelphia. If they had to play at home, we would have had, you know, the same thing. We would have had snow last Sunday. Not a lot of it, not like Philly, but it would have been cold and, you know, a wet track. There will be, he's going to play a lot of playoff games, knock on wood, stays healthy, over the next, you know, 8 to 10 years. There's going to be a bad weather game or two along the way because he'll play, certainly we know, several of those games at in Landover, outside. All right, this game, one of the reasons I wanted to do this is because I think it's an interesting, actually, if we did a top 10, it would probably be even more interesting. But there is no doubt that the Eagles, and Denton talked about this, we've talked about it all year, but he talked about it when he put Philadelphia where he put him in the final four rankings. They have just an absolute, incredibly talented roster. I mean, you know, the Howie Roseman deal, I mean, Dotson, that trade, everybody, oh, we got over on Howie Roseman, or we got to... No, Howie Roseman knows what he's doing in building a roster. This is the most complete roster in the NFL. And by the way, that includes some of the depth on this roster as well. And if we were to take just 1 through 53 and rank the top 53 players in the game, they'd probably have 40 of them. That's not an exaggeration. They'd probably have 40 of them. Or if you just took the top 22 or top 11 on offense, top 11 on defense, they'd have 80% of them. So let's rank the non-quarterbacks because Jaden would be number one on this list if I were ranking the players in this game. And Jalen Hurts would not be on this list. But let's look at the non-quarterbacks in this game, Denton, and ranking the top five. Number one and number two are easy in some order. My number one is Saquon Barkley. Your number one is who?
The number one is also Saquon Barkley. Number one and two, you're right, pretty definitive, and I think the order in which they are in is pretty definitive. He's an MVP candidate for a reason, MVP finalist for a reason, so I got Saquon Barkley at one.
I got Barkley at one, and of course, Jalen Carter at two, as you do. So who's number three?
I have Terry at number three. I look at more so the way that they're playing in the postseason, not just based off of potential, so I give Terry the slight edge over A.J. Brown. I will let you know he's going to come up on my list because there is, you do have to factor in how good A.J. Brown has been throughout the course of the season, but the guy that's playing the best right now in the postseason between the two is Terry. I think Terry makes huge plays when called upon and when needed. You know, that fourth down, obviously touchdown last week against Detroit was awesome, but that fourth down play where he's doing that short little drag all the way across the screen, that was brilliant. So I got Terry at number three.
I have a player that I go back to Brazil Friday night, the opening weekend of the season, and I came in here on that Monday and said, I don't know who 53 is. His name is Bon, but he was the best player on the field in that game against the Packers. He ended up making first-team All-Pro. This was a guy that had never played middle linebacker before, was a low-level paid free agent from New Orleans, who Vic Fangio watched tape on and said, this dude can be one of the middle linebackers in the game. Zach Bond has been a major factor this year. He made first team all pro, 150 tackles, 11 TFLs, you know, just constant pressures. He had 5 forced fumbles, had an interception, and played, by the way, 95% of the snaps until week 18 when he sat and rested heading into the postseason. Their middle linebacker, number 53, Zach Bond, is the third best non-quarterback in this game. Who's your number four?
Number four is A.J. Brown. Despite the fact that they haven't thrown the ball to him a ton in the postseason, I do have a feeling that they're going to target him immensely this weekend, which you'll see those numbers very much elevate. You know, this Commanders defense, Kevin, has done a really good job not allowing massive home run balls, but A.J. Brown is a threat in that regard. Lattimore didn't play great against him the last time these two teams played. I do think that'll be a little bit better, but A.J. Brown he's massive in size, great athleticism, you know, big, long, strong hands, long arms. Like, he is very, very terrifying to match up against, so I have A.J. Brown at number four.
I have Terry at number four. I also have him ahead of A.J. Brown, but A.J. Brown is in a mix with kind of others right now for my number five. But yeah, Terry's obviously proven a lot this year. You know, statistically, he wasn't up there, but he's a second-team All-Pro. And by votes, he was a second-team All-Pro ahead of A.J. Brown. And let's face it, there is a better chance that Terry's going to have a major impact on this game I think, look, not by a lot, but a slightly better chance that Terry has a bigger impact on this game than A.J. Brown. Because, in, let me just, I'm hesitating here. A.J. Brown blocks, by the way. For those of you who look at him reading on the a book on the sideline, looking disinterested, looking unhappy because of the three total catches in the two games, I give this guy a lot of credit. Their receivers block. A.J. Brown, for whatever his issues have been here and there, on game day, he is a physical warrior, and he's a hell of a football player. Terry's got a better chance of making an impact as a pass catcher with Jaden Daniels on Sunday than A.J. Brown does with either Hurts or Pickett. So I've got Terry ahead of A.J. Brown four, at number four. You've got A.J. Brown at four. My number five.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I have an issue here with... Wait a minute. You've got your top four, right?
Yeah, I got my top.
You went Barkley, Carter, Terry, A.J. Brown.
Yes.
I've gone Barkley, Carter, Bond, Terry McLaurin.
Yeah.
All right, who's your number five?
My number five, maybe this is a little off the beaten path, Kevin. My number five is Austin Ekeler. I think when Austin Ekeler was healthy against Philadelphia, he was arguably the best player on the field for Washington. It's the one game where Jaden Daniels didn't look exceptional. It was his, quote, rookie game, if you will. Austin Ekeler really was able to take advantage of the defense. I think the kind of player that he is really makes Philadelphia's defense vulnerable. We didn't see him in that second matchup. I think Austin Ekeler is going to have a big-time impact this weekend. I think when he's healthy, he is just as good as they come. So I like Austin Ekeler. I got him at number five.
Look, there's no doubt Ekeler has been a major factor since coming back. They missed him when he was out, and he'll be a factor on Sunday. I don't think he's the fifth best non-QB in the game because of the players, other players Philadelphia has. You know, they've got Brown, they've got Lane Johnson. He's the best right tackle, or certainly among the best right tackles in the game. They've got Jordan Mailata, who made second team All-Pro and was PFF's number one left tackle on the season this year per PFF. You know, their offensive line is awesome. They've got other players on defense that you could certainly consider. But I will go Lane Johnson. The reliability of this guy, he really kind of remains a bit in a class by himself right now at the right tackle position. I'll go Lane Johnson as the fifth best player in this game on Sunday. But I had written down Brown, Mailata. I also had Luvu written down as a possibility as a top five non-QB. I love your Ekeler pick in terms of the importance he'll play on the field. Philadelphia is loaded, but Washington is the team with the best quarterback on the field, and I think the best coaching staff on the field, although I think the best coordinator in this game is probably Vic Fangio. We've mentioned before that rookie quarterbacks have not made it to the conference championship game that much. Jaden Daniels becomes number six on the list of quarterbacks to make it to a conference championship game. The others to make it to a conference championship game, and we've gone through this list before, but you go back to They've all happened in recent years. Sean King in 1999 with the Buccaneers. They beat the Redskins in the divisional round and then lost to the Rams in the NFC Championship game. They had a dominant defense on that team. Ben Roethlisberger in 04, dominant defense. They ended up losing to the Patriots in the AFC title game. Joe Flacco made it with the Ravens in 2008, a defensive-led team. They lost to the Steelers in the AFC title game. Mark Sanchez, a dominant defense for the Jets in 2009. They lost to the Colts in the AFC title game. Brock Purdy in 2022 with the 49ers. Dominant defense, dominant run game. And if you recall, he ended up tearing his UCL early in that game. Then they had Josh Johnson come in. He suffered a concussion, and then Christian McCaffrey was taking wildcat snaps the rest of that game. It created the rule that the quarterbacks now, teams now have that emergency third if necessary. And Philadelphia won that game 31-7. What would have happened had Purdy stayed healthy? The 49ers certainly had a chance to win that NFC title game on the road with Brock Purdy. But Jaden's the first to go into a title game of the six, having been the reason that his team's in the championship game. Not only as a regular season quarterback, but as a playoff quarterback as well. By the way, the quarterbacks in those games, 0-5, right, before Jaden on Sunday, 1-4 against the number, if you're interested in that. The only quarterback to have been close and to have covered the number was Sean King in 1999. They lost to the Rams, the greatest show on turf, who nobody could stop. The Rams had scored 58 points in the divisional round and then scored only 11 in the 5-point win over Tampa. They were a 14-point favorite over the Bucs in that NFC title game and won 11-6. Washington is a 6-point underdog against Philly on Sunday. The other championship game we have not talked about, Denton, let's do that right now. I've said to you this week, I'm feeling the Bills can do it. I like the Bills to win the game in terms of just analyzing the game. From a betting perspective, I'm not really sure because there is a lot of Buffalo action on this game. A lot of the public believes that Buffalo can win this game, and they believe the line is wrong. I think there are a lot of bettors that believe Buffalo should be the favorite team, even on the road. I think the Bills have a really good chance to go into Arrowhead. I mean, if they can run the football like they did last week against Baltimore's tough defensive front, I think that they will outscore Kansas City, something like 27-23, 26-21, something like that. But I like Buffalo's chances. I mean, it's not going to shock me. Going against Mahomes is dangerous business, and it's not profitable business. But it's bad business. But I like Buffalo's chances. I've liked them since they beat Baltimore. I thought the winner of that game would win at Arrowhead. So I'm going to stick with Buffalo to win the AFC title game.
I hope you're right, just because it would be fun to see Josh Allen in a Super Bowl. It would be interesting to see Haley Steinfeld in the Super Bowl. Does she get the Taylor Swift covered?
Well, you love Haley Steinfeld, don't you?
I do love Haley Steinfeld. Well, I just love that they are like a normal couple and they're not like, mm-hmm. Just glued to the camera, but also, potentially then Taylor Swift could perform at the halftime show. She has a song with Kendrick Lamar. I think the NFL would like that. But I can't bet against Kansas City. Call it devil's magic, call it just Mahomes being one of the greatest ever. There is something about the team that when push comes to shove in the postseason, they always find ways to get it done. And then I told you this yesterday, selfishly, in my perfect scenario, my fantasy booking scenario, it's number 5 on our roster that snatches the crown off of Mahomes' head, not Josh Allen. So, there is an element of that I would kind of lean towards as well. But really, if you just look at this game in a vacuum, as great as Josh Allen has been, I just happen to trust Mahomes and Kelce. When they're in the playoffs, they're on a different level than everybody else.
They were last week. It's like, They get bored during the regular season, and then it's lookout. All right, when we come back, I've got my smell test picks for Championship Sunday, and then we will turn it over to all of you. We want phone lines loaded up at 301-230-0980. This is the first time together we've had a chance to predict an NFC Championship game with our team in it. I want your final score prediction, but I also want a footnote, you know, something that you believe about this game more strongly than anything else. All right, 301-230-0980. You can start lining it up on the phones right now. Who do you like? Your final score prediction and a footnote, the thing that you feel real, you've been telling friends all week, this is going to happen. Eckler's going to have a big game. Jaden's not throwing a pick. Or maybe it's that you like Philadelphia and for the first time, Washington's offense doesn't play a clean game. You can come with anything you want. We're ready for it. 301-230-0980. And we'll have our predictions with our key footnotes as well. Kevin Sheehan Show, Team 980, theteam980.com. We're also free and live on the Odyssey app.